Once the candle's gone, you can... Well, it should stop burning on its own. If it doesn't, I'll be surprised.
If it doesn't, that means you have a house fire.
I will not be held responsible for any witches committing arson.
Arson! Witchcraft, you know witchcraft is just an excuse for arson. Hello, theologisters, sisters, and misters.
Welcome to the coven. Let's get into a more magic type thing. You want to discuss altars tonight?
Yeah, for sure. Let's just start with like mass media. When they show an altar, I think it's like primarily that you'd see candles, which I think are common. But then you might see something like a skull or, you know, like things along those lines, like the creepy paraphernalia, and everything is black. And maybe there's a crystal ball or some bullshit. So like, but like, that's what you see a lot in like TV shows when they want to represent, you know, an altar. So my question to you to start is, what is, you know, the real world version of that and not like the cartoon, you know, movie version? And why do you use it?
An altar is used for worship, offerings, spell work, and the like.
So, I guess you could say that it's kind of like a spiritual hub.
It is your spiritual hub where you do your spirit work and things like that. It tends to also have the ability to store your items. Mine in particular has a drawer and then space underneath the entire altar where I tend to keep various things that the Morrigan might need or I might need.
Now, obviously, you can do witchcraft outside and away from your altar, but I assume that it's stronger if you do it, like, using your altar?
I feel more connected if I do something using my altar, likely because it is an altar to Morrigan, so...
Right. Okay, so I feel like that basically sums it up. And, like, you don't necessarily need to be worshipping a specific, you know, deity in order to use an altar. It could just be like a general altar to the universe.
It can. However, I would not use the word worship. That's incorrect.
Okay.
The word you should be using is working with. It's a push and pull situation. So you offer something in hopes that you get something in return. They don't have to answer.
So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
And would you refer to yourself as a follower of the Morrigan? Or is that not quite right either?
I believe I have called myself a follower. Mostly I talk to her and say, you know, I wish to be a better follower for her. Somebody who can work with her a lot better. I want our relationship to improve and continue to strengthen. So what you should do is start out by deciding on a piece of furniture. Where do you want the altar? Some people have end tables. I have an end table. Some people use entire dressers.
Or like a chest.
Right? Yeah, you can use the top of a chest.
Or like a bureau.
Yeah, a bureau. So I've chosen an end table. Some Wiccan traditions say that you should have it facing the north because that is the direction of the elements of earth. I'm not Wiccan. I do know which direction is north from my home. It would just not work out.
With, like, the layout
of your room. Whole layout of this room, yeah. Deciding on a location, you should likely choose somewhere that's a little bit more quiet. You have some privacy.
One where no one would get mad at you for setting things on fire.
God, you made that sound horrifying.
Arson! Witchcraft is all about arson!
My mother has literally set her altar on fire to the point where it was a good foot and a half tall and woke me up. And I was like, Mom! Because it was at the foot of my bed. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, there's a fire. And she's like, oh, can you put it out? And I was like, no.
Can you put it out? It's like, Mom, I'm about to be engulfed.
Well, it was like a couple inches away, but I was just like,
It's like, honey, I'm on the toilet. I can't deal with this right now.
She was in bed and she was like comfortable. She's like, can you put it out? And I was like, no.
And she's like, fine, I'll get the extinguisher.
Which was right next to the fire.
Maybe think that through.
She had to, like, she was like, can you get the extinguisher? I was like, no. So she bends down, nearly lights her own hair on fire, then extinguishes the whole
thing. So again, allow me to reiterate, many things on your altar are meant to be flammable, such as candles or incense, or among other things that I'm sure Arthur will explain shortly. So when it comes to location, especially, you know, if you're living in someone else's house, make sure that wherever you do decide to do this, try not to have it near other flammable objects. Try to be safe. Please use safety precautions. And maybe just, like, make sure that your parents are chill if, like, you happen to set, like, a wall on fire.
Well,
Like, at least make sure that it's not, like, a really nice wall.
No, make sure that your family or friend is chill with you having an altar.
Remember when you had to ask your landlord
if you could have an altar? Yeah, and her response was just, as long as you don't hex me, we're good. And I'm like, I don't do hex. Okay.
See, at that point, you just say, you know what? You gotta get out a hex-free card. Just lean into it. Honestly, at that point, just fucking lean into it.
I mean, I could, but I don't really want to do hexing.
No, I mean, but, like, you could have really freaked her out.
I'd rather, you know, not do that while signing my lease.
I feel like, didn't we have a conversation about this where, like, you sign the lease and everything, and then you go, boom, hexed.
Oh my god. Yeah, I believe we have.
Oh god.
All right.
And they say you're the chaotic one.
Another question is, what to put on the altar?
And, like, and what do those things symbolize and or do for you?
Firstly, you should be cleansing the area. I didn't do this because I'm an idiot.
Oh, don't say that.
But I didn't look into it very much, and it doesn't seem to have done any harm to me. You should smudge with sage or sandalwood over the new items that you plan to put on the altar and the altar itself. So what I believe you do is that you gather up the dust that comes from it and then you blow it over the altar. I've never done this, nor have I seen it done. So it's really just kind of up to your discretion.
I'm sure there's, like, you know, how-tos online and, like, different methods.
Yeah, but for me, I haven't done that. Now, when you're making an altar, you're going to want to put a cloth over this, this...
surface?
Surface. There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, so you'll want to put a cloth over the surface. Some cloths are sold that are special, pretty-looking cloths. Other ones you could just get it, like, you know, a Michaels or wherever.
Are they flame retardant?
No.
You should probably get one that is flame retardant.
Now, when shopping for cloth, a lot of people are very picky.
I can see why. It's like part of the decoration. And you want that to, like...
Yeah, you want it to look good in your space. This is your space for calm, your space for working with your deity, if you have one, or the universe, or whatever you're doing. This is your personal space. You want to personalize it, feel comfortable, and make it look nice to you.
Yeah, and, like, make it your own.
I started out with a red cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan and I had, I believe, some form of interesting situation where she set it on fire with me.
This is why it needs to be flame retardant.
I put out the fire very quickly. Nothing happened underneath that cloth, so that was good. Went and got a new cloth.
Because she obviously hated that one. She was like, that shade of red? Honey.
Yeah, she's associated with the colors red and black. As well as, like, crows and ravens.
That's more of, like, a blood orange.
It's actually, like, a crimson red.
I'm more of, like, a mahogany. Oh,
goodness.
Like a deep maroon.
She's probably more of a blood red. Regardless, I went and got one that had, it was more felty, and it has a nice crow on it. I got it on Etsy, I believe.
Support small businesses.
Yeah, for somebody who does crow and raven related things. So I was very happy getting that. We burnt a very small hole in it. But it's so small that I don't mind, and she doesn't seem to mind either. Just, breaking it in.
So what is the purpose of the cloth? Is it just, like, part of the decoration?
It's part of the decoration, as far as I believe. Below that, I actually have some lacy black cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks even fancier and nice.
I love that. That's great.
So I've got black, and then I've got a crow. Whereas before, I had black and then red.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what you put on your altar, it is ultimately up to you what you should or can put. What I must warn you of is do not put too many things on your altar, because putting too many things on your altar does symbolize that your life is chaotic and it makes your space a little more difficult to work on.
Hmm.
Hence why I have a lot of things under my altar or in the drawer as well. And then I just pull them out as needed.
Right. So, like, in a way, when it's not in use, you don't want it to be cluttered. It's supposed to be a space of clarity.
Yes.
So that makes total sense. You know, you don't want your, like, zen zone to be chaotic and hectic from both a psychological and a design aspect.
You want it to be pretty and feel magical and calm, and you want your altar to reflect your life, or at least the positive aspects. You don't want it cluttered, and you want your life to slowly become less cluttered as well.
Emma's design tip of the day.
Emma's design tip actually applies to witchcraft today.
Try to figure out if there is a color palette that appeals and speaks to you, and maybe try to build your altar around that if you don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm. So even if you don't have a deity, you could just pick something out that you think is pretty.
Like, I could totally see people, like, picking out a crystal that really speaks to them and then building their altar around that.
And that's so, like, the thing. These items need to speak to you as well. They really need to reel you in. Those are the magic items.
I'm the skeptic, and even I know that.
Yes. Things that you would put on your altar. Oftentimes you'll see crystals, mm-hmm. cauldrons, some plants, maybe a statue of your god or goddess if you worship one. Tarot cards can be placed there, candles, gifts to your deity if you worship one. Some people put down offering bowls, and you should really just do research if you have a deity on what they like and what they don't like, because if you offend one, that's never good.
So can you go a little bit more in depth about, like, what, like, those objects do for you, you know, as a witch when it comes to, like, doing your cleansings or your rituals or, you know, communes with your goddess?
Absolutely. I was just about to get into that one.
Well, I wanted to say it first.
Look at you. All that drive embodied, huh?
I am full of drive. Are you kidding? I've been driving for a year.
I'm too blind to drive.
I was too anxious.
So I use colored incense in addition to candles. Currently, I have a red candle on my altar that is lit.
Like right now in the other room?
Yes, I also have some incense burning. I am not concerned.
Word to the wise, especially if you're new to making an altar, maybe don't leave the room with a lit candle.
Yeah, especially one that isn't in a jar. Mine is in a jar, so it's safer.
Yeah, and especially like if you have pets, oh my god.
He's actually never gone near the altar. He doesn't care about it.
Which is for the best.
Yeah, I'd prefer that. So
try not to leave your candles unattended, especially if you're very new at this.
Would you like to know everything that I have on my altar prior to me going into the candles and incense right now?
Actually, yeah. Do you want to just, like, list off?
Yeah. So I have a small picture of my goddess holding a disembodied head.
Love it.
I have a gri-gri bag that's green. Green symbolizes growth, expansion, money, finding lost articles. So I bought that when I was very poor, and since then I have gained money, and I continually seem to slowly gain money. It's not like a big portion of money drops into my pocket anytime I touch it.
Well, you've heard of investment. Welcome to spiritual investment.
And you can slowly acquire items. You don't need everything at once. Sometimes you feel that you need a lot of money for things like this. You don't need a lot of money to be a witch. And a lot of these things are things you can find around your home.
I feel like in a way, doing it, you know, more piecemeal than like just going on Amazon and dumping like 20 things into your cart is probably for the best anyway, just because, you know, again, you want those objects to have meaning to you. You don't just want to like fill, you know, a checklist.
One of Morrigan's symbols is an upside down black triangle. So an isosceles triangle that is point down.
Okay.
Like, you know, the big point down.
Mm-hmm.
And I've put a rock that I've had since I was about, I want to say 11 or 12,
mm-hmm.
that I used to hide in my swimsuit because there was a tiny pocket in there for some reason. And I found it underwater and it was perfectly smooth and egg-shaped. So I just put it in there. And I found it one day and went, this had meaning to me, clearly. So I set it down on that piece of paper and said, this is an offering for you. It means a lot to me,
mm-hmm.
Specifically a younger me, so we can communicate better and have a better connection, hopefully, right. by me giving you something so important.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I do have on there is a cauldron, which I'll tell you that I do spells with, but I'll tell you, you know, when I get to that bit. I have a skull. You were correct. I was kind of quietly internally laughing when you mentioned skulls. I have a raven skull sitting on my altar.
Well, I mean, that's cooler than like...
It's a legitimate skull. You can have fake ones. Mine is a legitimate skull.
I mean, that's cooler than like people getting like a fake human head skull. I mean, at least that has actual meaning. And it's real, which is morbid. But I mean, if you're cool with that, good for you.
The Morrigan is also associated sometimes with three goddesses. She's known as a triple goddess. I prefer to worship her as a single goddess embodied by these three.
Mm-hmm.
Just one, because it's very complex to worship three goddesses at once. Oh my goodness.
Well, yeah.
And then two, I just don't feel that she's three. And a lot of text says otherwise. And it's just back and forth. Nobody's really sure. And I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. One goddess. That's what you get. And sometimes I'll try and talk to one or the other, but I don't know enough about the sisters to sit down and really get into it.
Right.
So, yeah, no. There are three feathers, one for each goddess, and I arrange them how I feel, which I'll discuss arrangement as well soon. I also happen to have I don't know what it is with me in egg shapes for some reason. I have an egg-shaped amethyst crystal.
Well, you know what they say, the egg is actually the most perfect shape when it comes to design.
You and your fucking degree.
I have to use it for something.
And then I have a raw piece of obsidian.
Sharp.
Just sharp cut obsidian piece.
Terrifying. Honestly, I feel like out of all of the things on your altar that I know of, I feel like that obsidian piece probably represents your goddess the most.
I asked once, I was talking to my mother about what she was related, what related to her the most,
mm-hmm.
and what like symbolized her the most. And she mentioned a couple of stones and I was like thinking, oh, I should get a stone. What stone should I get? And I got interrupted mid-thought with the screaming word obsidian. And I was like, what the fuck?
And again, so that was like an internal voice.
Yes. And we discussed this actually after the podcast the other day as well.
Right.
It is internal voices of your deity talking to you. You can sometimes feel their presence in a room. The Morrigan's not come to visit me in quite a while, which isn't shocking.
Honestly, she might just be more busy in the colder seasons.
She might also just not have any advice for me right now, although the excessive amount of crows does make me feel like she's a bit upset because I'm not listening to whatever she's trying to say. I don't know what she's giving me advice for.
Sounds like you need to have a little one-on-one time.
I'm so busy and tired.
I'm sorry, I can't help you there, bud.
Please give me some of your not energy.
Gives you -5 energy.
Ugh. Currently, I have a single bottle of moon water that I seemingly forgot, which is interesting. And it has intention on its own. I believe the intention behind this one was monetary gain.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's not. Now, I'll tell you what I do with spells really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I actually believe I did mention this before, that I write my intention on a piece of paper. Sometimes I'll take a little bit of blood, just a pinprick of blood, and put it on the paper as well to offer her.
Mm-hmm.
I do not suggest blood magic to any new witches. Seriously, wait a couple years before even attempting that. It's very powerful magic.
Also, hi, maybe don't stab yourself either. Like, I can't tell Arthur what to do, and I won't. But, like, you know, maybe avoid stabbing yourself. And if you are going to stab yourself, just make sure that, like, you clean the area afterwards. A little bit of bacitracin, a band-aid.
And before, clean the area before, and the thing that you may be stabbing yourself with.
With an alcohol wipe. Get a bunch of alcohol wipes. I'm sorry, my mom friend energy is coming out.
It's fine. That's very important. I was just about to say that. So.
Yeah, I'm just like,
If you do start doing that and are a bit more advanced and do decide to try some blood magic with your witchcraft.
Which, you know, by all means, like I said, if that's what you want to do, cool.
I put blood on the paper. I put blood on candles if I need them to work a little bit better and be more infused with me.
Uh-huh.
So essence of myself gets onto things. But I do not suggest it for the new witches. I would suggest maybe 2 to 3 years of experience at least.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I tend to put some of my colored incense, each one meaning something different. So whatever my specific
intention.
Yes. Whatever my specific intention is, I will put that color in.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll put in purple because it represents spiritual attunement, swiftness, communication, and sending messages, which would mean that I'm trying to contact the Morrigan a little bit faster, and it makes it a bit more, hey, listen to me for a moment, please. Very important. And sometimes I'll put down the color that is for that specific day. So it is Tuesday, which means that the color is red. So that would be legal matters, lust, passion, healing, courage, confidence, protection, conquering obstacles, and winning in battle. Now, I've not been feeling very well recently, so I did light my red candle.
I feel like Monday is more red.
Monday's actually white.
Huh.
So Tuesdays are red. And I lit my red candle and offered her some incense. That's all I could do at the moment. I do have the materials to sit down and give her the full offering, but I just don't feel I have the spiritual energy that I would need to fully commit to that.
Yeah, you want to wait until, you know, you don't half-ass it.
Yeah, and I was very short on time when I tried to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually really getting ready for the podcast, so I just very quickly was like, you know, hey, can you help? I don't feel great. I'm bordering on a fever. Please, help. Thanks. Here's some incense.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, Morrigan. He is not choosing me over you.
Oh, no, never.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry, I love you. I'm not choosing Emma over you. It's just I don't have the spiritual energy right now to fully commit to my goddess, and I would like to sit down and actually commit to a spell or commit to communication.
I would say that there's enough Arthur to go around, but
there really isn't right now. There's like a tenth of me.
So,
candles and incense. You wanted to know about those.
Yeah. So I'm assuming lighting them is like a way to cast an intention.
It is.
Cool.
There's a big tall one that I just tossed out because I don't need it. It's a double action reversible candle, which gives me good luck and prosperity. And I got it because there's another side to it, mm-hmm. which is black and reverses hexes and throws them back at whoever hexes me.
That's cool.
I felt that somebody had hexed me and there was ill intention towards me. So I got the candle to not hex them, but to throw their hex back at them and keep myself safe.
Which is extremely smart and very practical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to avoid, like, karmic repercussions. Now, are these candles, like, scented? Does that matter?
They are scented, but that does not matter.
Okay, so
I have every color you could need for witchcraft. But when I light a candle whilst I'm using my incense, I can just put one of the lids over where the incense goes over my altar. I put it through one of the holes where the handle comes in on the cauldron. So I put the stick through there and let the burnable bit sit up a little bit. And that mm-hmm. tends to make it so that it goes a little bit over the cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep it from hitting the actual fabric underneath, I just put the top of one of my candles there.
So the cauldron specifically is like where you would burn, you know, paper, right?
Yes, paper, incense, sometimes very special rocks, probably herbs as well. I just don't have any that I do that with.
Mm-hmm.
Just things like that.
Because I feel like people always associate cauldrons with, like, potion making.
I've never made a potion in my cauldron. I think you can. I've just never made one.
That is definitely a very Disney movie-esque usage for it. So I was never sure if that was, like, I guess, like, it's totally possible to make, you know, like, potions. Just not, like, the kind that you would see in Harry Potter.
Ugh, God, stop comparing it.
To Harry Potter. Listen, yeah. It is the most universal thing that I could compare it to for people to understand and for me to wrap my head around.
Okay, fair enough.
So are they, like, specifically witch candles?
Nope, they're just candles.
Huh.
You don't have to go to a witch shop to buy these candles. You can just go to any shop and get the right color.
Oh, so it's literally just the color.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
You can infuse it with blood, it's not necessary. You'll notice that the candle underneath that spool of red is actually a lot lower down than the rest of the candles.
Mm-hmm.
White is a substitute for all of the colors, symbolizes purity, clairvoyance, truth, and protection.
Mm-hmm.
It is also the control of emotions. I should probably mention how to use a 7-day candle. A 7-day candle, which is the one that I used for reverse hex,
mm-hmm.
is a candle that you light and you leave it lit for 7 days.
Oh, shit.
All the way until it's gone. Once the candle's gone, you can... Well, it should stop burning on its own. If it doesn't, I'll be surprised.
If it doesn't, that means you have a house fire.
It's in glass.
If it does, if it doesn't, it means you have a house fire.
Goodness gracious. I will not be held responsible for any witches committing arson.
Arson! Witchcraft, you know witchcraft is just an excuse for arson.
Each one of these is also associated with planets.
Okay.
Or various things. So sun is on Sunday. It's gold, which often people substitute for yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is very difficult to find.
A golden candle, yeah.
Material gain, strength, vitality, power, and dissolving hostile feelings. I haven't used gold very often.
Mm-hmm.
I already said what white does.
Mm-hmm.
That one is associated with the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about red. That one is on Tuesday. That is for Mars. Wednesday is Mercury, which is purple.
Okay.
Thursday, we had some interesting fun with. That's Jupiter,
uh-huh.
which is green
uh-huh.
for growth, expansion, money, and finding lost articles. And we spoke about the commission issue. I had lit a green candle that night.
Oh.
And done spell work with her.
And then...
And I wasn't specific enough.
Right.
So she took it the wrong way.
And then your friend threw money at you.
We'd only known each other for 24 hours or less. Oh, I'm not even joking.
What the fuck? Either they're loaded or... There was divine intervention.
She is not loaded, I tell you that.
Then it was obviously divine intervention.
I suppose. Because I did go right back upstairs and go, Morrigan, that's not what I meant.
So,
thank you, but no.
And then, so Friday.
Friday is blue. It is Venus. I don't use it very often at all.
And what does it stand for?
It stands for True Love, Family Matters.
The show?
No. The fucking little piece of shit.
The early 2000s sitcom?
No. So if I have issues with family, sometimes I'll use blue. And mm-hmm. beauty, which you know I focus far too much on. Mm-hmm. So blue can sometimes be used up quite quickly, depending on how I feel.
Right.
Saturday is Saturn, which is black.
Oh.
So that's for karmatic justice, divination, wisdom, and destruction.
Oh.
It also banishes negativity and will reverse a hex.
Cool. So, I mean, to sum it up, altars are obviously very important to witchcraft, but it's not necessarily necessary, but I would say it seems pretty indispensable. You know, if you plan on taking your witchcraft more seriously.
Yes, and of course, if you're in a location where it is permitted.
You know what would be really cool?
Hmm?
If you could take a picture of your altar, like a nice picture of your altar, and we could put that on Patreon.
We could, if anybody wants to see the altar. You know, Patreon in the description below.
Yeah.
Assuming you're watching this on YouTube.
Subscribe,
please. We love to hear feedback and we love to see you guys coming back for more.
As you guys know, the best way that you can support us on YouTube is by subscribing. And, you know, the more subscribers that we have means the better outreach that we'll get. And we would really appreciate it. It takes 2 seconds. So even if you're not able to contribute to Patreon, we would really appreciate it if you'd be able to hit that subscribe button and we'll be able to make more content for you.
It's just a free way of supporting us.
And, you know, just showing us that you like what we do, that you're interested and you want us to keep doing it. Obviously, the more positive feedback we get, the more episodes we're going to want to do. So, yeah.
Subscribe, maybe leave a like.
Ooh, you know, be interesting. Maybe we could ask them a question to comment below.
What question should we ask them today?
Ooh, how about which candle color do you think you would use most often?
That's a good one.
And why? Extra points for why.
For me, it's green because...
money.
I'm a freelance artist who works really hard and always needs the money.
Honestly, I feel like I would do that mostly too, just because it seems to be the most practical.
Capitalism.
Believe it or not, I actually made my own green candle a year or so ago, and I love it. It's a eucalyptus lavender scent. I went to a candle making shop for funsies, and I made a candle, and it is green, and I love it.
And you guys can invest in candle making as well. It's a very fun hobby.
I feel like, in a way, it would be even more powerful. You know, with a...
because it has your essence into it.
You've exactly.
It is quite powerful to make your own candles.
I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to light my candle tonight for a bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to put intention into it for money because I'm trying to land a job right now and I'm struggling with another gig.
Then you'd want to put success.
Okay. I guess I will try to... give it the intention of success, maybe meditate on that for a few minutes, light it until I go to bed because I'm responsible, and I will blow out the candle before I sleep, even though it is in glass, because I don't want to deal with a fire.
Yeah, I generally don't leave mine lit unless it's a 7-day.
So, yeah, and I'll report back to you guys and let you know if anything's changed in the next week or so.
Of course, and report back to me. Mm-hmm. Specifically as well, so that we don't forget, because we're forgetful people.
Yeah, so I'll light it while I'm finishing up some stuff I have to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'll let you guys know how it goes. I think that just about does it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, so if you could hit that subscribe button, That would be great if you're listening on a different platform. Thank you, you know, so much for supporting us. And yeah, stay spooky.
Stay spooky.
Bye.